Become a wealth creator today. Text VISIT to 800-454-1184 to schedule your 15-minute call with Eric and his team. That's VISIT to 800-454-1184.
If you're still a few years away from leaving your career behind, right now is an ideal time to make sure that you are prepared for this next phase of life. And if you're already retired, there are always moves that you can make to improve your situation. And that and more is what we're going to cover today. Thank you so much for joining us. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. He is here to guide you about retirement planning. He's a certified financial planner. So he focuses on retirement planning. I want to start off by giving you this phone number, 800-454-1184. That is the number to call for a complimentary appointment. The other thing you can do with this number, 800-454-1184, is text the word toolbox and you can get Eric's book, Worry Less Wealth. Plus, you can get other educational materials. Text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184 and you can find us online anytime at wealthcreatorradio.com. And with that, Eric, hello to you.
Hey, Luann. Yeah, it's good time to be talking about all this because as we're getting closer to the year end, you know, people start thinking about goals or changes. And especially if you're going to retire in January, you better really be talking about all that stuff, right?
You better.
But, or year end. But And, you know, and then of course we just had Chairman Powell talk and, you know, he said their rates aren't going to change yet, but they might go up one more time. But then they expect them to be down a little bit lower at the end of 24. So a lot of mixed messages that don't really tell you, you know,
anything.
It's like, let's see, I think that team will win or lose the game. That's usually fairly accurate unless
yes.
they tie, of course, right? But that part doesn't really help us much. But, you know, again, you still want to have a plan for everything because things change, right? So that's why we're here. That's why we're talking.
Exactly. All right. So for people who are planning to retire, let's move it back a little bit, maybe in the next 3 to 5 years. It's always an important time when you make these financial decisions. That's why we always say you should call Eric and his team. They can guide you. Walk us through what could be at stake here, Eric.
Yeah. Well, if you don't have a plan, I mean, it's just imagine it's hard for a lot of people nowadays, but pre-GPS and yeah, if you just had that old school map and the worst part is it was in the back seat where you couldn't reach it and you're driving down. And so then you have to make that decision. Do I keep driving? Do I pull off? Do I figure out, you know, and sometimes people would keep driving and then you'd really end up regretting the fact that you didn't have a plan. So yeah, so you really do want to know how the money's going to come out, how it's going to be. Plus, also then you have some comfort, right? You don't have to be constantly worried about everything because if you don't have that plan, that's all you can do is, right? Just worry about what's going to happen and is everything okay or not?
Right. All right. So why don't you tell us about someone that you've seen, you know, who made a financial misstep like we're talking about here?
Yeah, well, I just had some clients in, we'll just say Matt and Julianne, but they were, you know, looking to retire pretty, well, fairly early. She's younger and he's, you know, 61 now, I think. Yeah. So, you know, and they'd been planning this for a little bit. And so, yeah, we were doing all the numbers and they came to start working with us about 2 years ago. And luckily, we moved some stuff to more protected areas and before 2022 and the, you know, with the market drop there. Cool. And so they didn't lose as much there. Now those accounts didn't make much or anything, but they didn't go down by 10 or 20%. So
yeah,
sometimes you win by not losing. And you know, now they've, you know, about to do the jump there. It's a little scary for them, but he's retiring end of November. Well, December 2nd. So one of my big tricks I always tell people is, you know, retire the first or second day of the month just to make sure you get that one more month of medical insurance. Because usually once you've paid for one or 2 days, yeah, you're covered for that whole month. And so,
cool. So
even though your benefits technically stop, they've already been paid for that month. And of course, especially if you're talking year end, it takes you to the, you know, to New Year's Eve type of thing.
Yeah.
And, and then she'll also be retiring that month. And so, you know, they've kind of figured out a lot of the plan stuff, but one of the tough things they had is when I first met with them, they had this one account that was, I think, had grown from like around 250,000 to like 1.4 million. It was doing fantastic.
Wow.
And that account's now at 500.
No. So
that's the one he's managing, by the way.
Oh, yeah, yeah, right. Yeah,
not me. And, you know, so on the positive side, he's still double his money from where he started, but it's a little tough when you know, basically have dropped almost $1 million
and
over that time frame. And it was mostly one or two stocks that were resulting of most of that gain and most of that subsequent drop. And, you know, again, it was something where he could have had some stop losses. I think we talked about it, but yeah, he never did implement them. He was too busy at work and, you know, it happens. So, that's the hard part. And you can't really wait for that to come back. He still doesn't want to do that. So he's just, you know, they still got enough to get by and be able to retire. But, you know, the other, it was like no problem at all before. Now it's a little closer. So, a little frustrating. But again, you know, having a stop loss, having other things when you're going to sell that stock, there's a lot of easy ways to fix all that. But yeah, people a lot of times don't take the time.
Darn it. See, too bad he didn't have some guidance there. That whole shoulda, woulda, coulda, you know.
Yeah. And I mean, that's why we created that toolbox up there, is to give you some ideas of, you know, what to get right in terms of, will your money last as long as you do? Are you paying too much in taxes and retirement? Social Security decision. You know, those are all great resources, real quick reads, and even my book, or if you want to set up a time to talk with no obligation. So, you know, if you do want to do all that, it's easy. It's all one spot. All it is the Wealth Creator Toolbox. And you can find that by texting the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184, or download it directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Luann Fulmer. So, Eric, for those people who are concerned about preserving their retirement savings, of course, we all want to maintain our current standard of living into retirement. Tell us the options that we should consider.
Yeah, well, I mean, first of all, you have to know what that number is, and you have to know what that number is without lying to yourself, which may sound funny or weird. But what I find is people are, in my judgment, it's been on average about 30 to 40% off.
Really?
Of how much they spend. They'll say they're spending $5,000 or $6,000, and it turns out it's closer to maybe $8,000 a month. That's a huge difference, you know, because a lot of that stuff isn't monthly, right? A lot of that stuff's 6 months, every year, just stuff that breaks around the house, whatever. And they forget all that stuff. So yeah, first thing is figure out how much you're actually really spending. So my no BS budget is easy to do. You take the last 12 months bank statements, add up all the withdrawals and divide by 12. Yeah. That's literally how much you spent. You know, you wrote that check or you did that transfer to your credit card from that account. So that includes all your credit card spending. Now, if some of that money went into savings and stayed there, some money went to investments and stayed there, then yeah, you could subtract that off. But yeah, if you just add up all those withdrawals, divide by 12, that's really what you spent. And once you know that, then you know that what that gap is, right? You can look at your Social Security if you're lucky enough to have a pension. And then the difference between what you're spending and what you're taking in every month, that's what you need to be able to make up with your assets. And that's where the work comes in, right? Can you do it? And is there enough? And all that type of stuff. So, Yeah, I mean, that's really what we do when we go through the blueprint to worry less wealth, is we look at the five areas. First one, of course, is that income calculation that we just described. And secondly would be then, you know, looking at where's those assets to now provide that income, because it's different than when you're working. Now you need to have that money, you know, paying money out, right? Not just building up money.
Right.
And then taxes. I mean, taxes are crazy in retirement, because you can pick your own taxes, because depending on which types of money you take out, it's going to dictate how your taxes are. When you're working, you know, you just get that W-2 and that's about it.
Yep.
And then, you know, healthcare, if you're retiring pre-65, you have to account for how expensive it's going to be. Then once you're 65, where that's going to be, you know, long-term care issues along with that. And then lastly, legacy. Who's getting your stuff? Is it all titled the right way? Is it in the right spots? And that's the blueprint to worry less wealth. And if you wanted to set up a time to talk real quick, there's a really easy way. You can set a time for a 15 to 30 minute phone call with me. There's no cost or obligation. We can just answer any questions you got. All you have to do is text the word visit. And it's super easy. Text the word visit to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word visit, 800-454-1184. Or you can request it online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
We we are not done yet. We'll be back with lots more from Eric. This is Wealth Creator Radio.
Are we headed towards a recession? If so, how will your retirement be impacted? With so much uncertainty on the horizon, the decisions you make today can have a huge impact on your financial future. When should you take Social Security? How will you reduce the impact of inflation? Are you comfortable with the amount of risk you're taking with your savings? Join Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial for an informational webinar where he'll discuss these factors and more. Spots are filling up fast though, so claim yours now. Go to wealthcreatorwebinar.com to find the day and time that work best for you. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Don't let a recession or whatever the future holds dictate your retirement dreams. Sign up now for this free and informational webinar with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. Go to wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hey, thanks for joining us today. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Remember, you can get this Wealth Creator Toolbox. It's a digital toolbox that Eric and his team offer you every single week. All you have to do is call 800-454-1184 and just text the word toolbox. And in that, it's complimentary. You can get Eric's book that he wrote and a bunch of other educational materials that are there for you. This is our offer for you today. There can be so much excitement when you're going into a brand new phase of life, especially retirement. You see it every single day. You help retirees. You've been helping them retire every single day. And if someone is relocating maybe to their dream retirement home, maybe they're downsizing to a smaller home or a condo or townhouse, something like that. We're going to have to do some decluttering, right? It's just that time of life because you got a lot of stuff that you have to get rid of. And so I have for you a guy that wrote the book literally on downsizing. He's a retired professor now, but he talks about, you know, how you should confront the possessions of your life. I want you to hear what he had to say first. He's a professor from the University of Kansas. Here's what he said.
You really can't delegate the management of paper to other people. You have to look at all of it. And one piece of paper can stop you for hours because you'll discover something that needs to be done or somebody who needs to be contacted. And hours of work on paper really doesn't reduce the volume of things that are in, for example, a desk or a kitchen, but it has to be done. So that would be a great place to start.
Now, Eric, I got to ask, how many times have you and your family moved in your life? Have you been in that one house for a long time?
Yeah, no, we've been here for 20 years, so yeah, don't have to do that very often. But
yeah.
I would say the number one thing that my clients tend to do when they first retire is actually declutter their house.
Yeah.
You know, it is one of those, you know, ironic things. Now, obviously, if they're moving or downsizing physically to a different house or a different location, then it's got a lot higher priority. And, you know, so I've had a lot of clients doing that too. And yeah, they're always amazed at how much stuff they have and how much stuff they didn't need. And I mean, you know, some of the stuff he's talking about with the paper, most of all that stuff you can just toss, you know, or take to one of those places that shreds it in bulk,
yeah,
you know, or whatever. But I mean, first of all, get a lot of stuff online. Stop getting any paper if you can. And nowadays, like statements that you get, even if you like to get the statements on paper, they're really not something that you have to, you know, keep all those things, because nowadays you can just log on and get last year's statements or the year before statements and the year before's tax stuff, right? So, I mean, the only thing you probably really do want to keep is actual, you know, tax returns and stuff, you know, but nowadays with things like, you know, Google Drive or Dropbox or, you know, all these different online storage places that you can do, you can store a lot of this stuff online and have huge amounts of paper there. And, you know, that just gets rid of a lot of the junk, right? You know, off the bat. But then there's all that other stuff that, you know, you accumulate too that you often don't need. And I mean, probably the funniest story I had was our old next door neighbor, when they were moving from their house, they had no idea where they were going to move to.
Oh.
They just ended up, you know, buying or reserving 6 1-month Airbnbs in different parts of the country just to kind of check out things. And they downsized to, you know, just three suitcases that they traveled with, and then some sentimental other stuff. They put it in one storage thing, and you know, we're gonna have it shipped afterwards. But The funny part was every time he went for a jog, he would just throw away his clothes. He wouldn't wash them because he was like, you know, you'd have all these old t-shirts and shorts and things that you had. So he would just throw the trash. So that was the one way how he was getting rid of the stuff. So, you know, so yeah, if you just try to keep less junk there, you know, it does really help out. You know, I mean, a lot of that, especially the financial stuff. I mean, I've seen people where, you know, back in the old days where they used to mail you back your checks.
Oh my gosh,
I
mean, yes.
I had a client who had those from the 80s and she wanted them all scanned in. I'm like, nobody's going back for these things. Nobody's coming for this stuff, right? So, I mean, the only thing that probably gets people the most is if you go sell your house, you do have to prove how much you've paid in improvements over those years. So any home improvements, you definitely want to keep. Anything that's, you know, if you bought a stock and you had it a long time ago, you probably might need those brokerage statements if they're really old. If it shows your cost basis on your statement, then you're fine. But it's just if you had those stocks from, like, say, pre-2010, then sometimes you might need those records. But beyond that, no. I mean, most of that stuff you really don't need. Most of it's easily stuff that you can get. I mean, that's one of those things where people have to, you know, have to be thinking about, okay, how, you know, do I really need all this stuff? And would life be a lot easier if I just tossed most of it? And yes, it would be a lot nicer.
Right. Oh
and you'd have a lot more room. And, you know, and so, you know, one of the things that we do also to keep down the clutter is we have a digital toolbox that people can get. And again, you can print these if you really want to. But again, we urge you just to have them digitally. It goes over Social Security. It goes over paying too much in taxes. Will your money last? It even has some chapters of my book, Worry Less Wealth. You can even set an appointment there if you want to have more questions. But I think this digital toolbox is a great resource of stuff that is important. It's pretty quick. And again, it doesn't have to be printed. So it won't clutter up your house more if you get it. So again, if you want this digital toolbox, all you have to do is text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, text word toolbox, 800-454-1184. Or you can link to it directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And we thank you so much for joining us. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial right here in San Jose. Eric, how often do people come to you thinking they have a financial strategy, but what they really have is a pile of statements or a shoebox full of account information?
Well, yeah, no, I've actually, I had somebody bring in a basket. He had a basket system. He would put everything in a basket until it filled up and then he'd get a new basket. he wouldn't even open the statements.
What?
He didn't even know where his money was. But he just kept putting all the statements in there. So yeah, that's not the way to do it. I find a lot of people, especially, you know, in Silicon Valley where they've maybe jumped jobs, jumped, you know, tech companies or whatever, you know, they can sometimes, I don't even need to go to their LinkedIn profile. I can just look at their financial statements and they'll tell me where they all worked, you know, for the last 10 or 15 years, because they'll have all these old accounts there. So, you know, that's one of the problems is lots of times people think they're diversified. They think they've got lots of money in places, but they've got so many different accounts, they can't even really understand how diversified they are or are not. And it makes it really hard just to manage it. So, you know, anytime you leave any sort of 401k at an old company, you can always roll that to an IRA. And usually, almost always, that's the right call to make, just because then you can, you know, have your new 401k and then have your IRA. And then if you change jobs again, roll it over. And then that way you don't have all these different accounts. Because one thing too is lots of times when you have all those different funds, you'll end up thinking that you're pretty diversified, but then you have 10 funds that are all basically investing in the same stuff. One of those first things that sometimes we do is just tell people, okay, let's just first coordinate and get all this stuff combined into one, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. So true. So Eric, with the information that you guys do help accumulate from your retirees, tell us what goes into creating that comprehensive retirement income strategy, please.
Yeah. So what we do is here is we create that blueprint to worry less wealth. We want you to worry less about your money and more about having fun, going on cool trips or doing stuff in retirement. And to do that, you need kind of five areas. One is you need to have that income. You need to make sure your income, you know, once your paycheck stops, where's the money going to come from? Always a little freaky and scary. And so where's that money going to come from for the rest of your life? Is it going to last with inflation, with taxes, everything? And then that tells us from there how you should have it invested. So then we have to see, is it actually invested to match that income need? And, you know, you need stuff that pays out, not just stuff that grows, because you need it every single month, right? And then you also need to look at the taxes, not just this year, but all years and seeing how that tax is going to have a ramification on those that income and that investment. Obviously, healthcare is a big issue, pre-65, post-65, long-term care. And then lastly, legacy. Who's going to get your assets when you're gone? And so those are the five areas that you really need to make sure you're well-focused on. And you know, make sure you've got that blueprint. One of the things we do when people first talk with us is we'll find out what kind of issues you have, what kind of concerns, and then we can actually build out that blueprint. We don't charge a fee right now for that. So, take you through that whole process, say this is working, this isn't working, and this is what you should be doing. And, here's some things you might want to fix. And then it's up to you if you want to work with us or not. But, again, if you want to take advantage of at least finding out what's out there, finding out what a little bit of information that we've provided to you. We've got Social Security information. Are you paying too much in taxes? Will your money last? And finding that balance, in your retirement plan. So again, if that's something you want to get advantage of, it's totally free. All these digital toolbox items are very simple to get. All you do is text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184. Or you can download it directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Decluttering and downsizing are a couple of non-financial challenges. So we're going to get into more things you need to prepare for in retirement coming up next. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman.
Do you know whether your retirement plan has any weak points? Discover ways on giving your financial future the proper tune-up. Simply go online to wealthcreatortoolbox.com to gain a better understanding in taxes, Social Security, and other ways to manage your portfolio.
And that's how it's done.
That's wealthcreatortoolbox.com.
Hi, thanks for joining us today. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. And of course, today, Eric is offering his Wealth Creator Toolbox. Now, this isn't one of those toolbox like you buy at Sears, or you used to get at Sears, but it's a digital toolbox. And in it has a lot of complimentary things for you just for listening today. Of course, his book, Worry Less Wealth, you can get that in there. And then also some other educational materials all about retirement. And it's all digital, so you can download those. All you have to do is text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. That's how you can get all of this information complimentary from Eric and his awesome team at Heckman Financial. 800-454-1184. Now, there is so much excitement when you're starting a brand new phase of life. And today we're specifically focusing on what happens when you go into retirement. You might be downsizing for the very first time in a long time. So we've been talking about the non-financial challenges of getting all that done. But retired professor David Eckert literally wrote the book on downsizing. He has a book. He wrote it when he was just retiring himself, too. He says, we do have to get rid of a lot of stuff we've accumulated over the years. He said, while it's a challenge, it's a good feeling to declutter and downsize. Here's what he says, Eric.
And we studied people in over 100 households in the Midwest, people with large households and people with very modest households. Almost everybody was glad after they moved that they had been able to downsize, and they felt very good about what they did. They felt empowered.
It's like, spring cleaning or reorganizing a garage or something. So you see this a lot, don't you, Eric?
No, certainly. And it is one of those things where, once you get rid of a lot of that junk and you realize you didn't need it in the first place, and why did I buy all these silly things? Or and also it might be stuff that you had when you had kids, and now they're all grown and things like that. And I remember one, I was still in college, and my parents told me, my sister said, okay, you guys have a couple of weeks to pick this stuff up, and or else we're just throwing it all out. And I was like, what? Why all of a sudden? But it obviously just did one of those downsizing and decluttering exercises and said, get this stuff out of our house. So I think we all feel better when there's not a lot of stuff, because, when you see a bunch of mess someplace, or you see it's a drawer you can't use, or a cabinet that's full of stuff that you don't even care about anymore. Once that thing's empty, makes you feel better.
Well, I'm sure there are also plenty of financial planning steps that feel like a challenge to get through and make us all want to procrastinate about. So why don't you tell us about those now, Eric?
Yeah, well, the biggest one is lots of times wills or trusts, getting that trust in place. And I'm always amazed at how many people have grown kids and they still have never done a will or a trust. It's like, well, guess you didn't need that guardian. So that was good.
Right.
Little late now, but those are things that can be a mess if you leave your estate, you know, not set up right. So that's one that I think a lot of us avoid. And, you know, it is super critical, because if anybody's ever gone through the process of settling somebody's estate, if it's organized, it's a mess or in a lot of work, right? But if it's, you know, if it's a mess, it's really, it could be a full-time job on top of your regular job. So, you know, those would be, you know, one of the big ones. But really just also trying to figure out, you know, how much do you spend a month, right? How much are you spending on a typical basis? And, you know, are you leaving room there for having fun? Because obviously when you got 7 days a weekend when you're retired versus two, you know, you can now go off and do more things. So are you leaving budget for that? And are you planning for medical costs and especially dental? Dental gets to be a pretty big price tag thing and you know, once you're over 65 and, you know, all those types of things. So, you know, really just having to make sure that you have those, you know, built into your budget. I mean, I had a client literally, she said, look at my teeth, $28,000 I got in there. You know, when I die, they better be on display, because, you know, she couldn't believe she spent so much money in her mouth.
Wow.
And, you know, and so, you know, those are kind of the silly, weird things that people don't, you know, necessarily think about, but it is true. Those are the things that are going to be there that you need to do. And then, you know, also just making sure that you have your assets in the right spots. Because if you have 100% of the money in the market, oh my gosh, you know, you've just got so much risk. And when you need that money every single month, yeah, that's not going to be the answer.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, all these topics, so important. Why is it that so many of us procrastinate and just almost freeze and don't do these things that we know we need to do before we retire?
Well, should I answer that later? Oh, no, sorry. I've just been trying to wait on it, right? No, just kidding. We all want to do things later, right? We're all horrible about that, right? If there's no deadline, I mean, one of the things is when people start to retire, I have had people where it's like, oh, yeah, I'm retiring this week or next week. And, you know, I need to start doing my plan. It's like, what? So lots of times it's, you know, maybe somebody in their family passed away and left a mess, and now all of a sudden they want to do their will or trust, right? There's a lot of things that finally trigger you to have action. It's just sad that you don't do it ahead of time. You know, and some of it's because people perceive it not being fun, which, okay, probably not. You know, it's probably a lot more fun to plan that big trip to Europe or something like that. But, you know, the part people don't get is you could probably have a lot more trips to Europe if you planned your finances first instead of planning that trip to Europe.
Yeah.
So, you know, what you have to do is you have to just kind of say, okay, hey, you know, I got to be an adult here or whatever you want to call it. But, you know, I got to make sure I get these things done and, you know, give yourself a deadline saying, hey, I'm going to have this done by this date. And having a deadline is always a wonderful thing. So, you know, but I mean, one of the things that we do, we can set up a time, a 15, 30 minute phone call, answer any questions you have. But, you know, the other thing that we did is we created this digital toolbox where you can find, you know, ways for women to empower themselves a lot more, or how to make sure your money's going to last, which should you be thinking about with Social Security decision, and, you know, are you paying too much taxes? You know, these are all digital resources that we have along with my book, Worry Less Wealth. And, you know, these are all set up all in one little spot that makes it super easy. And, you know, at least if you read about this stuff, maybe you can say, okay, this is one of the action items I'm going to do and I'm gonna put a deadline on for myself. So, you know, again, if you want to get access to that toolbox, all you got to do is text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184, or you can download it directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Luann Fulmer. One final tip from retired professor David Eckert, who wrote that book on downsizing. He says, yeah, we can get emotional and frustrated about all the stuff that we accumulate over the years, maybe even with our family members that we're trying to help. But also people get emotional about financial decisions. How can planning in advance help prevent that, Eric?
Well, I mean, actually on the sentimental things, by the way, that is the number one area more than actual financial issues that I see after somebody dies that cause more pain and more conflict.
Uh-huh.
It could be grandma's painting or whatever it is. And, you know, and so that's one thing where, you know, just writing down any sentimental type of issues and, you know, into a will or a trust, you know, having that set up and even take pictures of things. If somebody wants something, you know, have that in there. But yeah, people do get a lot of emotion, of course, in the stock market, a lot of emotion in investing. And, you know, one of the reasons why, you know, you have somebody else help you manage that stuff is because then at least they're doing it and they're not going to be as emotionally attached. They're not going to overreact and panic. And, you know, hopefully they'll also tell you, hey, is this really a real crisis or is this something that's, you know, you're not going to remember in 3 or 4 years from now, right? And that lots of times that's what's happening in the market. But also, they may also say, well, hold it. You know, the reason you're freaking out so much is because, you know, you're getting so emotional. It's because you have so much more risk than you should have. You know, you need to have a better plan. And by having that plan, then you're not going to have all those worries and concerns. And that's literally why my book is named Worry Less Wealth and why we do the blueprint to worry less wealth is to make people not worry as much and have more fun and enjoy life. So, you know, again, that's one of the things that, you know, that we really try to help people with. But we did set up this digital toolbox to, you know, really get people to have a lot more information about Social Security, if you're paying too much in tax, how to make sure your money lasts, and even my book, Worry Less Wealth, is there. So, you know, if you want to get access to that, all you have to do is text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184, or you can download it directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
We'll be right back with more of Wealth Creator Radio and Eric Heckman right after this.
Are we headed towards a recession? If so, how will your retirement be impacted? With so much uncertainty on the horizon, the decisions you make today can have a huge impact on your financial future. When should you take Social Security? How will you reduce the impact of inflation? Are you comfortable with the amount of risk you're taking with your savings? Join Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial for an informational webinar where he'll discuss these factors and more. Spots are filling up fast, though, so claim yours now. Go to wealthcreatorwebinar.com to find the day and time that work best for you. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Don't let a recession or whatever the future holds dictate your retirement dreams. Sign up now for this free and informational webinar with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. Go to wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hi, this is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Eric is president of Heckman Financial, where their mission is to get you to and through a worry-less wealth retirement. Their strategies can help you in minimizing fees, lowering your tax costs. The whole thing is, wouldn't you like to worry less? They are here for you. So right now, we are going to bring some questions to the airwaves. These are questions from retirees. We're going to dig into our Wealth Creator mailbag today. Okay, Eric, you ready for this?
Yep, sounds good.
Okay, so this first one's from Jancy. And Jancy says, I'm 61 and I just lost my job. What do I need to do to figure out if I can stay retired or if I need to start looking for another job?
Yeah, well, that's literally what happened to my parents when dot-com days way back when. And they both got laid off and we ran the numbers and, you know, figured out that they were able to do it. And, you know, it was good that they did when they did. But, the big thing there is, again, you have to figure out how much you're going to spend in retirement, right? How much do you need to live on and get the real number? So again, add up those 12 months of bank statements, divide by 12, and that's the no BS real money that you're spending. And it's always higher than you think. And once you know that, obviously if at age 61, the one problem is medical. So you have to also figure out how expensive is going to be your health insurance till 65. And, you know, then you can kind of run the numbers, see if there, you know, if you've got enough assets and stuff to get that money through. It's a little dangerous trying to turn on Social Security at 62 because you're going to get a lot less money. And if you end up working again, you'll pay that Social Security money back. So really in a situation like that, you're going to try to at least make it to 65, 66, or ideally 67 for full retirement before you get that Social Security check. So it is definitely tougher. So, mm-hmm. you know, that's one of the ones where really what you want to do is sit down with somebody and say, okay, does this make sense? You know, what do I not know that I should know?
Yeah. Yeah,
that's always a big one, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, go through the plan. And once you have that, the answer may be great, or the answer may be, yeah, go get a job.
It might be, so, you know?
Yeah. Okay. Or sometimes I've also had clients just go out and get a job for fun or a job for less stress where they can just clock out kind of thing, but they also get the medical insurance. So,
right.
You know, so it saves them a lot of money and they don't have to make as much. So, yeah, there's different, you know, there's an in-between, I guess.
Right. And then it'd only be for, you know, another 4 years too, to get to age 65. So yeah, that's awesome. So here's the number, 800-454-1184. If you have a question like that, 800-454-1184, call that number, get on Eric's calendar. They would love to help you out here with your retirement plan. It's all complimentary. All right, here is another question for you. This is from Jolene. Jolene says, speaking of Medicare, I've started getting a ton of mail about Medicare. So I guess someone knows I'm about ready to turn 65. Should I keep all this mail? And then how do I decide on the right Medicare policy?
Yeah, don't be a hoarder. Right. So recycle all that mail.
Okay.
Once you get, you know, even 64 and a half or even 64, yeah, the direct mail machines pointed at you, you know, go up to rapid fire. So yeah, it is something that if you're retired, you definitely want to be paying attention to this. Now, if you're still working, you know, you usually just stay on your group benefits, but you know, you do want to start learning about it. I mean, Medicare in a lot of ways is actually somewhat easier because all the plans are the same. The government standardized all the plans. They're all by letters. And so, you know, it's a little bit simpler than individual insurance where it could be all over the place. Mm-hmm. So at least that part's nice. And then you have to just figure out, okay, which ones are my doctors in? Which prescriptions am I taking? And that's something that, you know, we can definitely help you with. Yeah, it doesn't take a ton of time, but it's something where you do want to look at it. And it's something actually that you really almost have to look at every year, if not every couple of years, just to make sure your plan's still the same. The drug plan usually you want to always do every year just because of, you know, you may take new prescriptions and then, you know, it may be a different plan. And so every year you get to have an open enrollment towards the end of the year. Yeah. So it is something where you want to get a little advice because it is a ton of different jargon that, you know, most of us don't know, you know, and again, so that's something that if you wanted to set up some time or just get some information from us, all you have to do is text the word visit to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word visit 800-454-1184 or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And we thank you so much for joining us today. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Luann Fulmer. We're digging into our Wealth Creator mailbag today. This next one is from Stuart, Eric. And he says, my father has Alzheimer's and it's been really hard on all of us. I'm also thinking a lot about my future and if I end up following in his footsteps with this. What do I need to do now so my affairs are in order in case I start to lose my mental capacity? And also, who should I talk to for help?
Great questions and obviously big concerns for a lot of people, especially when it's, yeah, some stuff is debatable about how hereditary it is or isn't, right? Mm-hmm. And although I think there's ways to test for Alzheimer's now.
I think so.
Yeah. So where you have more likelihood. But I mean, regardless, if you have a family history of it or not, of any disease, really, you know, you still want to have all this stuff figured out.
Right.
Because it's bad enough when somebody loses a loved one, but when they lose their loved one and they find out their loved one left them a mess, you know, to clean up, it's even worse. So, yeah, I mean, there's a couple things. You want to have a durable power of attorney that says who can make decisions, who can pay your bills, not just the medical decisions, but, you know, who can pay your bills, who can make sure that they take that money out of the IRA every year that you have to do when you're older and, you know, all those kind of things. So that could be a durable power of attorney for financial management, or you could do a living trust, which is usually a little bit more ideal. And then make sure that you have somebody that will do that and is willing to do all those things for you. And just getting that planning in place, make sure those accounts in the right order. And then obviously the other part would be, how do you pay for that care? So there's old school traditional long-term care, which is just been you know, getting jacked up premiums left and right. I've had clients get over 100% increase. The worst one was 267% over 3 years. And yeah, it's just crazy. So not a big fan of traditional long-term care, but there are some accounts where you can either use annuities or life insurance where you just pay one time, or you pay over 5 years and then you're done with it. They can't change the rates, they can't change the benefits. But then that would give you some money for that long-term care if you need it. And the best thing about those ones, if you don't need it, that money still comes back to somebody, not you, but somebody.
Right, and right,
So you're not losing that money. So there are some options out there, but yeah, you definitely want to have some planning around all that for sure.
Okay. If you want some guidance on that, that number again to call Eric and his awesome team is 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184. They help people. They have helped people with situations like this. Eric, you've said, you know, our system is working very well. You're guiding people. You've done a lot of work on helping retirees. So if you find yourself in this situation and you want answers, give Eric and his team a call. 800-454-1184. Here's another question for you in our Wealth Creator mailbag from Debbie. Debbie says, I appreciate all the work that my husband has done to put together a financial plan, but he also keeps getting excited about different investments and it's starting to stress me out how he's always changing our plans and chasing the next big thing. I just want to have confidence in our plan. I'm not excited about the investments that he's talking about. What should I do?
Well, you should decide if you want to stay married. No.
Exactly. That's it's a marital counseling problem.
Yeah, no. So that can be tough. And I find it's almost always the case that one spouse is got a lot lower risk tolerance than the other one. And I've had some situations. I mean, I've got one client, he works for a pretty high flying tech company. And luckily, because he's lost multi-millions of dollars twice. Wow. And so when they first came to me, his wife's requirements, I guess, would be the nicer, friendlier way to say it, not demands, but were for him to at least have some money that's foundational, money that's guaranteed, that can't go away, that they know it'll be there. And, you know, then that gives you more of a permission slip to go crazy with the rest, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, I find that's the problem with a lot of people is they're taking risks that they can't afford to take. Luckily for this client, his company's stock shot back up and they kind of made it back. But that's why she's also saying, let's protect this and not, you know, we're too old now to have this happen, you know, a third time.
Right.
So that's one of the things that, yeah, you definitely want to have some money that's guaranteed, some money that's there, it's protected, that can't go away, that you can't screw up, that you don't have to even monitor. And so, except for maybe once a year. Yeah. So, and then, yeah, then once you know you've got some money guaranteed, protected, then you can go for it with some of this other money, or you just take over charge of some of your own and make sure at least you know your money's there, right? So it could be a little bit of both. But again, you know, we've got a lot of great tools about, you know, will your money last as long as you do, especially if you take crazy risks, right? Are you paying too much in tax, Social Security decision, and even my book, Worry Less Wealth. You can grab all that stuff for free, no cost at all. All you have to do is text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184, or download it directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Coming up in our final segment, Eric will share a retirement story with us. This is going to be one which we can hopefully learn what not to do. That's coming up next on Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial.
Become a wealth creator today. Text VISIT to 800-454-1184 to schedule your 15-minute call with Eric and his team. That's VISIT to 800-454-1184.
Hi, I'm Lou Ann Fulmer here with Eric Heckman. He is president of Heckman Financial right here in the Silicon Valley area, and you are listening to Wealth Creator Radio. So, Eric, on our show, we often discuss different challenges and risks that happen in retirement. Today, I think I'll have you give us an example of someone who's experienced one of those retirement obstacles, and we call it a financial fail. So why don't you tell us about it?
Yeah, exactly. So I think one of the biggest problems with when people invest is they know what they're investing. Well, they sometimes, often they actually don't know what they're invested in, but they at least know the price of what they invested in. And they know at some point they'll sell it when it's worth a bunch of money. but they kind of, you know, Pollyanna-ish or whatever you want to say, you know, don't even think about the fact that it could go down. And when do you bail out? And when do you, you know, jump ship or whatever you want to call it? And I've had a couple, well, I've had lots of examples over the last 30 years of this for sure. One more recent one was a guy who's it's actually a pool cleaner. He's making over six figures as a pool cleaner, which is pretty impressive, but he's, you know, he's nearing 70 and that's a tough job. It's a lot of work, right? And so he wants to buy a house down in Pismo Beach, down the coast. And all he was waiting for was his Bitcoin to hit 300 and he was going to go do that. And yeah, his 150 went, became more like 75, I think, or something like that, if even that much. And so, of course, yeah, that changes the plans. I have another client that's looking to retire here and at the end of the year. And when they first met with him about 2 years ago, he bought a couple stocks, but, you know, he actually bought several stocks, but there was probably about only two of them that were insanely great stocks. What happened was he, you know, when we first met, we were saying, hey, let's have some money, you know, more guaranteed and safer. And then when the market dropped, at least the stuff that he had done with us didn't go down. And his portfolio that originally was worth 250 when they met with me, it was 1.4 million.
Oh my goodness.
And then two of those, the two big high flying stocks dropped like rocks. And unfortunately that 1.4 million dropped by $900,000 down to 500,000. So now, I mean, he should still be saying, hey, I've still had 100% gain. So, right. You can't complain about that.
But yeah.
But when you had a 600% gain or whatever it was, it's a little tough to stomach the fact that you once had that all. And it was an easy fix. All you do is do a stop loss, which is the thing where, you know, that it automatically triggers if this stock goes down. But people say, oh, no, it's just down for a little bit. It's going to come right back up, you know, blah, blah, blah. And no, I mean, they're still able to retire, luckily. But, you know, it's going to be a little bit more watching the numbers. And they were thinking about keeping two houses that they have right now. And now they're going to definitely sell one because they just need the cash flow and stuff. So a little bit different change of lifestyle. And again, that's just because they didn't have a plan. So we've got a lot of great resources sitting up at our toolbox. Says, you know, will your money last as long as you do? What's the right time to take Social Security? Even my book, Worry Less Wealth, and a way to set up a time to talk with me for 15 to 30 minutes, no cost, no obligation. So if you want to have access to all that, all you have to do is text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184, or download it directly at wealthcreatorradio.com. Thanks again for listening. We'll be back next week.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.